live from the front lines of Forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the Southern Poverty Law Center, once a beacon for civil rights and human rights, now among the least credible organizations anywhere. Its leader, Morris Dees, who became a multimillionaire labeling scores of people racist, has been fired for discrimination. But his advances toward his stepdaughter, even more damning. Two, Beto O'Rourke has done something that today is not a laughing matter. He's joined the ranks of the butchers and embraced fully the idea of third trimester abortions for any reason or for no reason at all. And he's completely flipped about the whole thing.
Are you for or against third trimester abortions?
So the question is about abortion and reproductive rights. And my answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
And number one, speaking of running for president, Colorado has become the latest state to deem themselves irrelevant in the presidential elections. Colorado has become the latest state to join the so-called National Popular Vote Compact. It's a move to make yourself silent. No matter who the people of Colorado choose, the big states like California will decide who gets their votes. No, thank you. Please count me out. NPV. That's the new, you know, hip term, NPV, National Popular Vote. NPV sounds like something you should be vaccinated for. And maybe it is, because NPV is an end run on the Constitution. It's also a bit ignorant, because those that support the National Popular Vote, those on the left, and believe it or not, conservatives as well, would have you believe it's the only way we can save the country. It's the only way we can elect people properly. Well, let me tell you something. We hold 51 popular votes in this country every time we have a presidential election. We have 50 states plus the District of Columbia all hold popular votes. And the winners of each of those popular votes get their votes counted in the Electoral College. And the reason for this is pretty simple. Putting all the states together wouldn't work. Now think about this. If you had a national popular vote, all the state laws are independent and the states have sovereignty, at least at this point they do, which means every state has different, for example, early voting laws. Each state allows early voting for a period of time, or they don't allow it at all. Some states allow early voting for 4 weeks, some 2 weeks, some a few days. Some states have different laws about voter ID. Some states have different laws respecting voting in a variety of ways. And the problem that that sets up is this. If you can early vote in Florida, for example, for 2 weeks, but you can only early vote in Georgia for a week, and you can't early vote in Michigan at all, well, then you don't have easy and equal access to the polls. People in Michigan can say, now, wait a second. Why do people in California have more time to go vote than I do? And people in other states might complain that, well, why do they have to show ID in Ohio when they don't have to show ID in New Mexico? It makes it completely unworkable. Here's the other problem. People would have you believe that somehow a national popular vote gives you more power. It doesn't. You see, what would happen is, if it was a national popular vote, I can tell you that the big media markets would be the only places these people went, these candidates went. They would go to Los Angeles. They would go to Chicago. They would go to Detroit. But they wouldn't go to South Dakota, and they wouldn't go to Montana, and they wouldn't go to Rhode Island or Vermont or New Hampshire. Why would they? They'd go to Boston and try to cover New Hampshire and Vermont with that coverage. That's the only thing they would do. The national popular vote, oh, by the way, it's clearly an end run in the Constitution, because the Electoral College is codified. It's codified in the Constitution. There it is, laid out for you. Now, let me give you some examples of what would happen had this been in place over the last 25 years. In 2004, George W. Bush won the popular vote. Does that mean that California was going to send all 55 of its Electoral College electors to George W. Bush? Can you imagine what would go on in that giant blue liberal state if all their Electoral College voters had to go to George W. Bush? There'd be a meltdown in California. But it wouldn't have mattered, because George W. Bush never would have been president at all, because under this scenario, Al Gore would have been elected in 2000 and Hillary would have been elected in 2016. You see, California would dictate the outcome of these elections more often than not, because California is a huge bowl of Democrat voters. And I have Republicans tell me, well, this is the only way a Republican's ever going to win the presidency again. That's nonsense. Complete nonsense. In fact, in my lifetime, mathematically speaking, a Republican should have never won the White House. There's always been more Democrats. Always. A lot more in this country. So the idea that a Republican could win at all was far-fetched. And yet, in my lifetime, Republicans have won far more presidential elections than Democrats. You think about that. A Republican won in 68, 72, 80, 84, 88, 2000, 2004, 2016. Right there, there's eight presidential elections won in my lifetime by the Republicans. Elections they never should have won. The fact of the matter is the Constitution was brilliant in the way it laid out an opportunity to make sure that it wasn't pure democracy. Why? Because pure democracies always fail. When the people realize they can vote themselves into the Treasury or they can change things by a mere vote, pure democracies always fail. A republic, a representative republic, protects all interests. I mean, the old adage of democracy being two wolves and a lamb voting on what's for lunch, that's what happens in real democracies. And then you have a power struggle by the two wolves that are left, and they fight to the death, and the democracy dies with it, you see. So the way this national popular vote compound is supposed to work, is that these states will get in, Colorado being the latest, to join this, make themselves completely irrelevant. They'll join this compact, and as soon as it reaches 270 electoral votes in the pool, it takes effect. Meaning this, if in the election of 2024, Colorado votes for the Democrat for president, but the Republican gets the most popular votes, then all of the votes from Colorado go to the Republican anyway. Doesn't matter who the state of Colorado voted for, their votes are completely irrelevant. They're completely disenfranchised. And I've been asking this question for some time. Now some people are starting to chime in and agree with my point of view, which is, it would disenfranchise voters. I would be able to file a lawsuit and say this is unconstitutional, which it probably is, according to Norman Williams, a law professor at Willamette University. He said he even supports the idea of a popular vote, but says a national popular vote compact would certainly be found unconstitutional. The Constitution lays out state-by-state approaches for presidential elections. Adhering to the national popular vote contradicts that. And it's a clear end run on the constitutional process to amend the Constitution with certain procedures. It takes three-quarters of the state to put an amendment in the Constitution or a constitutional convention. You don't do it by saying, hey, if we agree with you and you agree with us, then we'll just do an end run on the Constitution because everything else would be subject to elimination as well. You know, we'll get rid of the Second Amendment if you do too. We'll agree, and if 20 states join us, we just won't respect the Second Amendment. We'll just get rid of it, you know, in Connecticut, in New Jersey, Washington, and Oregon. You see, we'll just do that, and then it won't matter. The national popular vote is a cancer upon us. NPV, there ought to be a vaccination, I'm telling you. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Energy cooks our food. It heats our homes. It keeps us on the move, and it powers industry. While energy delivery is important, safe energy delivery is paramount. Enbridge is working with the state of Michigan to build an underground tunnel for Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. We're replacing energy infrastructure. We're enhancing safety where it matters most. And we're continuing to deliver the energy Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/line5.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.